Did you have pocket money at all?
Well, when I was about 11, I remember I had 6 pence a week, which wasn't very much, even in those days. And one of my favourite things I used to do was buy I Spy books. It would be I Spy Nature, I Spy Cars, I Spy, and really, it give you a terrific opportunity. I Spy trees, and you'd go around and you'd get a certain number of points for identifying different leaves of different trees. And that took me into lots of different sort of interests, in nature, certainly in wildflowers. I remember doing butterflies, birds, all sorts, The other thing we used to do is go local spotting, of course. You're bringing all these things back now, you haven't thought of them for years. Nando Local Sheds wasn't far from where we lived, and we used to go down there, or be a crowd of us down there, and we'd have the Ian Allen book of, we would have every steam engine in the Western, the Great Western Railway. And of course, we'd go down there, and if a train went past with King Edward I or whatever, you would underline it that you'd seen it. And we did that for a number of years. And we had great fun down there because some of the drivers and firemen were terrific with us and took us into the sheds and let us go on the footplate, and we'd help polish the side of the engine. All totally illegal, I'm sure. I mean, health and safety today would have a fit. But one day there were 10, 11 of us, and we were there on the side of the railway. There's a loop that comes down from Cleffy, and then below it, then there's the main line going out from Swansea through Landow, over the old Landow Viaduct. And we used to sort of gather in the triangle in between. And we used to take a penny and put it on the railway line, and then one of these huge locos would go over, and of course it would come out the size of a saucer almost. And we were doing this one day, and a fellow came along, and it was a railway policeman. I was 10, I know that because I was going to Denver the next year. And he took 11 of us and took us all home, one by one, to our homes. And not one of us tried to run away, or I don't think that would happen today. They'd have probably scattered like chaff in the wind, but he managed to take us all home one by one, and we ended up in juvenile court. I hadn't started in Denver, but I'd had my new blazer and cap. So I was sat there in the juvenile court waiting to go in. And this boy next to me, who I didn't know from Adam, was obviously waiting to go in for something else. And he said, "If you go through that door, you're not going home." He told me. And I can remember being mortified thinking I'd had it. And we went in anyway. Most of us were Denver and Bishop Gorbois, and the charge dismissed by the magistrate who gave the policeman a row for bringing tiny boys into a court, So we had 5 shillings costs and unconditional discharge. But I didn't go to Yolanda Local Sheds for a while after that.